Hello everyone, this is Mike, the guy that records the show for you. I just want to take this opportunity, the show before Adam's last show, to say that as long as Loveline is on the air, I will continue to record it and provide it for you fine people. And that I won't be able to do Adam's morning show because I don't have the time or the reception to do that. Now I fear that once he leaves, a lot of you might drop off because Adam is a large part of the show, and many of you might not stick around to see what is the future of Loveline. But if that is the case for some of you, I wish you a fine farewell. I hope you enjoyed the show for the entire time that you listened to it, and I hope you come back and visit it from time to time. But for those of you who are going to stick around and see what will become of this show. I look forward to charting new territory with all of you. Okay, everyone, enough of my talking. Enjoy the show.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, passionate man.
Ooh, indeed.
Well, as some of you may have heard, last night, this week will be my last week here. Not because I want it to be my last week here, but that's just the way things are turning out. I don't mean that in a weird, ominous way or anything, but
you've been asked by the guys that are paying you tons of money to get on your new show.
Make it my last week. Yeah. And actually, they told me that 2 weeks ago. I just decided to stretch it out a little bit.
Well, it's bringing people out of the woodwork. I mean, we have a room here that people can watch through a window to what we're doing. That room is filled with people eating pie and ice cream and drinking wine.
Eating my pie, eating my ice cream, eating my cake.
But I mean,
I sit here with a cotton
mouth. Look how festive that is in there.
Yeah, really warms your heart.
They're having a good
time. Yeah, big schlong fest on the other side of glass. Nine guys in their 40s. all here to wish the Ace Man well and drink his wine.
And eat the pie.
What? What
best pie I've ever
is
seen.
There a more fitting tribute than to show up and consume his wine and then leave?
Yeah.
Probably about 11,
isn't
10.
Isn't that what a party is?
I
guess
so.
Where else would you find it?
Yeah, funeral, too. So here's the thing, everybody. I think I want to say a couple of things, and we'll get on with the show. And we'll do this show like a regular show. You want to call in and say goodbye, that's fine. But I think we'll do it like a regular show, and then tomorrow night I'll have that farewell vibe to it. But a couple things I want to say. This show is going to go on, will go on, has always gone on, and will continue to go on. So I'm not taking the show with me. The show is here. I'm going to go do some other radio. And if you think about it, if you're a fan of Loveline and you're a fan of me, I almost said Adam Carolla.
Hope you're wrong with that.
It sounds bad if you're a fan of Loveline and you're a fan of Adam Carolla. I sound like a blowhard.
Yeah. Either way, whether you say me or Matt Rollins.
I think it sounds much more humble to do it this
I guess
way.
So.
If you're a fan of Loveline and a fan of Ace.
Of yours truly.
You can still listen to both of them because you'll have Ace.
In the morning.
In the morning, and you'll have Drew at night with, I don't even know who's going to be sitting in this stool.
You have to listen to find out.
But I'll tell you something. It's going to take a mighty big ass to fill the Ace Man's stool.
To sit in the stool.
I've said that many times. Anyone who wants to come up and sit in my stool, come on, give it a try. Try my stool on for size, but I'll tell you, it takes a mighty big ass crack to fill my stool.
But I'm real
fat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, Monique can come up and do it. So here's my point. The show will go on just like the show was here before I got here. The show will be here after I leave, and I'll be doing some other radio. So just be, yeah, a little morning thing. I'll get
keep
my
on,
cowbell going.
Keep it on.
We'll do traffic. You know, we're going to do traffic. We're doing traffic every half hour, every quarter hour, every 8th hour, every 16th hour, and every 32nd hour, and then it's going to be nothing but news. I'm actually going to be trying to do a morning show while guys are screaming about traffic, weather, news, and traffic.
Be interesting.
Yeah. You know what the first headline's going to be?
Headlights. Watch out for headlights.
Trouble in the Middle
Trouble
East.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Yes, yes.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Really? You can predict that already, huh?
Trouble in the Middle East. Show goes on January 3rd. I'm already going to predict.
Is that your first day?
Trouble in the Middle East. I don't know. That sounds about right.
Sounds about right, yeah.
You want to know how lazy I am, Drew?
Oh, no, I know. I don't need to know.
I know. I know.
You've pointed out to the listeners.
You've plumbed the depths of my laziness, but I want you to know an all-time new lazy low.
All right.
I was talking to my agent a month ago about starting this new morning radio job.
Right.
And it's an honor to be filling in or replacing or filling the huge stool of Howard Stern. Nobody could fill that stool. And all that. They're paying me a ton of money. Everything is great. And I was like, they're like, when are you? And I said, now this is a month and a half ago, really. I said, when am I starting? I don't know. January 1st. And, you know, then you start. There's New Year's and then you'll start. And I said, oh, okay. And I immediately started praying. I hope New Year's is like on a Wednesday. Because then I could come in on Thursday and just do Thursday, Friday and have a short week. This is 4 months from now. Already got my fingers crossed on the short
you
week.
You've been indoctrinated into this.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to be casual because I don't want people to know how I really am. I'm like, what day is New Year's? The 31st? Yeah, I know it's the 1st, but what day is that fall on? Let me check my calendar. Let's see. Sunday. Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Sunday, really?
Is it a Sunday this year?
Yes. I think the 1st is whatever it was. I was devastated. And I thought, my God, what is wrong with you, Corolla? Devastated. Not right for the rest of the day. Christ. Couldn't move it around. Couldn't take over the Stern gig on a leap year. Couldn't take over the Stern gig when New Year's fell on a Thursday or a Wednesday. Had to fall on a Sunday. Jesus Christ. Snake bit.
It's a horrible way to
snake
go through
bit.
Life. Horrible. Right?
I'm taking over for Howard Stern, but I'm bummed out because New Year's is on a Sunday, the year I'm taking over for Howard Stern. Bad, right?
Very Corolla.
It is.
That's a Corolla trait.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. How can I complain about this? I got to figure out a way to complain. I got it. New Year, Sunday. This will be awesome. So, tomorrow will be the last night. We'll do a little go-away thing tomorrow night, a little walk down memory lane. And I think we'll take your calls. We'll answer your questions. We'll put a little Germany or Florida up here. We'll play that tonight and maybe sprinkle in a few thoughts. But in general, I think we'll just treat it like a love line night. Ashley?
Yeah.
22?
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
I can't believe you're leaving us.
Well, don't look at me as leaving. Look at me as going.
Moving on.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
moving on.
I called, though, so I can catch you.
Thanks, baby. What's up?
Well, I have a question. Other than, you know, the token, I love you guys. It's my
Thanks.
Favorite show ever. You rule, and you make my night.
I'll tell you, it really is the only good thing about leaving, because I really love this job. I love the people I work with. And
yeah.
I'm not
believe
leaving.
You say you love the listeners. It's shocking.
I gotta tell you. Wait, let me just say one thing. My wife was on the Loveline Companion reading all the nice and thoughtful notices given by the hardcore Loveline faithful. And I don't cruise the internet, and I don't do that much. And I almost welled up while she was reading aloud from behind the computer these beautiful thoughts about listening to the show since junior high, and he touched my life and all that stuff. It was really wonderful. And I realized I've always done the show like no one's listening. Because otherwise, how could I call my dad a pussy 175 times a week if I thought he was listening?
Right, or anybody else who might talk to him.
Right, so I have done this show like the Burbank PD wasn't listening, like my dad wasn't listening, like
Culver
Maxine
City.
Waters wasn't listening.
All
like
the
Culver City PD, all the police, anyone
all the
could pull me over.
Turning left in red.
Yes, I've always done this show like no one is listening.
Nobody's
because
listening.
Otherwise, how could I do it? How could I say all these horrible things about everybody?
And you never say anything racist and never,
yeah.
ever.
I say horrible things all the time. That's the only way I can do it is to do it as if no one is listening. So it was even though obviously I knew people were listening, it was still touching to see how many people had been listening and are listening. All right.
Yeah.
That's Drew's new slow motion, you're gay. That's when that's the one where the president is going to be sodomized.
He'll be shot.
No, sodomized. And Drew is a secret servant agent, and he dives in slow motion in front of the guy's groin.
Well, I'm not really. You're facing. I'd have to go sort of.
Whatever it is, you're getting between the president's ass and
put
that
my
guy's
ass
front side.
Between,
that's right. You're taking it for the president.
Right.
Oh,
literally.
What happened to Ashley? Literally. Ashley?
Yeah.
So it says here you're an escort, or you were an escort for a year.
Off and on.
Off and on.
Yeah.
How does that escort business work, and is this different than just being a prostitute?
It is different. It's a lot more casual. It's not just like in and out. It's like go out to dinner, get to know you, you know, laugh a little bit, and then end up at somebody's house and get money at the end of the night.
Yeah, but you have sex, right?
Yeah, but it also depends on what people want. But yeah, mostly sex.
Some guys don't want sex?
Some guys want weird stuff.
Uh-oh, yeah. Like what? This is the peeing on stuff.
Some guy wanted me to probe his urethra, you know, putting in a catheter.
Now, Ashley, you sound like a smart person. Have you noticed anything? Could you have detected anything about these people before they asked for these weird things? I mean, who's doing this stuff?
Well, there are the people that are just really antisocial and don't know how to meet people, but there are also the people that are just can't be troubled with meeting people. You know what I mean?
She's not going to answer your question, Drew, but it's the businessman who just doesn't want to go on the internet and date
and
do all that stuff.
Well, there's the businessman, and there's also just a really socially inept guy that seriously does not know how to relate to people. And if he wasn't paying me for my time, there's no way I would spend time with him.
and he's the guy who wants you to probe his urethra?
No. That guy was weird. That guy had no sort of social.
That's what I was asking. No, you could tell that these people, there's something going on.
That's my stepdad, but that's not this guy.
Definitely.
Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have sex with a guy, and then how much would you charge?
Oh, like $300.
And would you get all the $300, or would the company get money, or how'd it work?
No, I did it privately, so I got all the money.
Let me ask a couple questions.
You know?
If there was,
it's dangerous, what is?
It's dangerous?
Well, if you don't have someone representing you and you're just some chick that goes out with some guy, what if nobody ever sees you again? You know what I mean?
I thought you said
where you're going.
Well, who does it for you? Who represents you?
Nobody. That's why it was really dangerous. I only did it myself.
All right. And were there any guys you're just too physically turned off by to have the sex with?
Yes.
There were.
Yeah, but, you know, what I did is I was like, you know, I'm really shy. They like that, you know, if you're shy, amateur, young, just doing this to buy books for school, you know, they really like that stuff. And I would have them take me out for drinks, so that would kind of
loosen me up
to the point where I don't even give a crap. As long as they turn me around, I don't have to look at them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Same policy at the Corolla house.
But this is so my problem is that now...
Well, wait a second. Listen, hold on a second. By the way, for the last 10 years, I've been ignoring whatever it says on the screen. The person's problem is empowering forth with my own agenda. So I'm not going to start now.
Tonight will be no exception.
That's what I'm saying. Ashley.
Yes.
I want to know, has there ever been a guy that wasn't into you?
No.
Because I'm thinking...
On this earth.
No,
well,
I mean...
Yeah, on this
earth.
Okay.
Right.
Here's the thing. If I bought an escort... And I went out, and I just picked her up, and she opened her apartment door, and I was like, oh, Christ. Mm. Like, just not that into her. I'm not sure what I would do, but I wouldn't go out to dinner.
Mm.
I think,
would you pay it off right there?
Well, it's the beauty of guys. This is the beauty of guys. Guy opens the door. He's going to pick the escort up. They're going to go out and have some dinner, cocktails, a little dancing, and then end up back at his hotel room in 6 hours and have some sloppy sex. If a guy wasn't into that chick, he'd just open the door and go, I'll bang you now. You know what I mean?
Female equivalent.
There's no female equivalent to a chick just opening the door, seeing a guy she's not attracted to, and goes, "All right, let's just get it on. I don't want to talk to you at dinner. Save myself some money on the surf and turf. Let's go." Right?
Yeah, man.
All right. So her question was:
first of all, Adam, how dare you?
Well, I'm just saying you could meet a guy that, you know, you just didn't float his boat or your picture looked different or whatever it was.
Picky. You're so picky about women. You are.
Okay, weirdness. Go ahead.
You like those skinny girls with just the totally skewed, like, large breasts that don't belong on their body?
Yeah. I'm crazy that way.
I guess crazy. That's pretty normal, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Most of the guys like a solid A cup with a huge ass. But not me. I'm crazy.
Who is number one?
Like a nice set of cans and a tight ass. I'm nuts. I should be institutionalized. Should be a guy with a giant butterfly net chasing me
around.
We'll
get you. We'll get you.
Get that, please. Ashley didn't play her weird tone hand card until just about then.
Yeah.
Ashley, let's go, baby. We know you got issues with guys,
okay,
but what's your question?
I want to hear what Drew thinks. Drew, where do I go from here? You know, like, how do I regain just my ability for intimacy and having a normal relationship?
Well, it's very difficult. Yeah. Usually the reason that women act out those sorts of, activities like becoming a prostitute or a stripper is because they've been sexualized at a young age by their dad or somebody that made them feel like a sexual object. They sort of reenact that trauma over and over again, mm-hmm. basically by doing the same thing, engaging with men in exploitative relationships, and then hating men for playing along. And it's very difficult. Basically, you can't get over without therapy. You can go to SA. Sometimes Sex Alcoholics Anonymous helps out. But I think an individual therapist would be the way to go.
But let's break everything off into steps. First step, stop the bleeding. Sex with random guys.
It's hard when they're making a lot of money and they're sort of aroused by it and addicted to it. It's difficult for them. If you really have a compulsive tendency to be an escort, then you go to SA.
Mm-hmm. All right, so first, stop tramping around with strangers. Mm-hmm. And that, just doing that will even you out if you put together a few months
of that.
She still,
though, will go for bad guys and be disgusted by men and be angry with guys that play along with her.
Right. Let me get some therapy.
Yeah.
All right. Harold? Harold, you're 30.
Hey, now.
Hey, is there somebody else in your family named Harold?
No, it's just my call name.
Oh, I see. You're making it up. Okay, good.
Yeah, I wanted, after I talked to you guys the first time, I wanted it to be changed to Sergio, but, you know, I don't know. Just neither here or there.
Oh, truer words were never spoken. Yeah, here, not funny. There, not funny.
Uh-huh. Neither. Yeah. Neither here nor there.
Well, actually, here and there, both hysterical, but neither here nor there. Yeah, see, here, funny. There, funny.
But neither.
This is in between. This is on the border. Go ahead, Harold.
I'm calling from Japan. My wife is currently in the hospital undergoing some real heavy chemotherapy. And I have a question for you guys.
We spoke to you a few months ago?
That's correct, in the beginning of September.
And what is the chemo she's having again?
Well, they've actually changed her chemotherapy regimen. It was they've changed it twice because neither the first two did not work very well. She's now currently on mini rice chemotherapy, which is kind of funny because we're in Japan. But
even chemotherapy sounds Japanese. What's chemotherapy? Oh, we wrap you in seaweed, release the toxins from you.
And what's the tumor she has?
She has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She has tumors. She has all her lymph nodes are
stage four lymphoma.
Stage what four, time right. is it over there in Japan right now?
It's now almost 3:30 in the afternoon on Thursday.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, so we're a day ahead.
Wow, I would be napping right now. Be awesome.
Before I get to my question, though, Adam, often in Japan, instead of speaking directly, saying something sentimental directly to a person, they'll often write letters and then mm-hmm. read them to that person. Kind of a shame culture. And I've actually written a letter that I'd like to read to you, if you would just give me a second.
Okay.
It says, "Dear Adam, I would love to thank you for your many years of service.
Thank you.
You and Dr. Drew have gotten me through every single crappy job that I've had."
Yeah. Let's try to focus on the Ace Man for this one. Good, please.
"Your passion and politics have helped form my own. I will treasure the relationship that we have formed on the evening air. But alas, progress is change. And I wish you all the best on your morning show. I'll be there and I'll be listening."
How? You'll be in Japan.
We got an affiliate in Kobe. That's the whole thing. What we got is we got L.A., San Diego, Vegas, Portland, and Kobe. I was like, you sure you just don't can't get another affiliate in like Chicago or something? No, no. We're going to Kobe.
We're working on Sri Lanka.
Yeah. Okay. We got to beat, trying to think who's doing drive time in Kobe right now. Boomer and the Nudge. A couple yeah. white guys out there. Yeah, go ahead, Harold. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
It was beautiful.
You know, I've been single for the last couple of weeks because the wife has been in the hospital and I've just been going to work and doing my thing.
What kind of work?
Comfort girl.
What kind of work?
I teach elementary children and preschool children English.
Yeah, I sort of remember that.
You've got to get
them
to say something in Japanese too, right?
Can you say something in Japanese?
I'll say. Adam Carolla kicks Howard Stern's butt any day. How about that?
Why don't you just read the little letter you wrote us in Japanese?
Oh, okay.
Okay, true. It was boring the first time it came out. You think it's going to be more exciting in Japanese?
Oh. Adam-san, maji ni kansha shitemasu. Anata to Dr. Drew ga zutto watashi no soba ni ite kureteru.
Hey. Hold on, Harold. Just yell, look out, giant robot's coming.
Ora! Robot ga kite aru ze! Nigara!
Oh, I think he dropped the N-word. That's awesome. Let me tell you the mistake a lot of people do when they do that. Say this in whatever language. They go, say Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew are great in Los Angeles. It's like Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew at Los Angeles. It's like, yeah, you idiot. Say Adam loves Abba Zabba bars. Say Adam Carolla loves Abba Zabba bars in North Hollywood. Abba Zabba as Los Angeles, Adam Carolla. Okay. They always make that mistake. Yes, you got to come up with words that aren't titles. You can't bring up car names or anything.
Cars are parking.
Adam Carolla and his Cadillac are going to Las Vegas to see Siegfried and Roy. Go ahead. Say it. Say it. Big waste of time. Harold.
Yes.
Thank you, buddy. What? Now, so your question is...
Yeah, in my sadness, I'm walking around like Gloomy Gus all day, except, you know, when I'm with the kiddies. I've been propositioned several times by a kindergarten teacher and an elementary school teacher, and I'm wondering, is it possible that I'm putting off some kind of vibe that is attracting the ladies while I'm...
Is it possible you're misinterpreting the culture, sort of gets lost in translation?
Mm-hmm. No, they're definitely coming out of the woodwork, whereas they weren't before.
How are those Asian women, you know? Because we don't really get a fair sampling of them over here in the States.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, we... No, here's what I'm saying is we have them, but we can't study them in their natural habitat. Do you know what I mean?
You know, being one of those, you know, geeky kind of, you know, looks, not so much in the looks department, to have Asian women, like... respect you and really just think you're so hot because you can do something like sing or play the guitar. You know, they respect, you know, they respect things on a higher level, you know.
Hi, Harold. I'm done with Harold. Look.
Look, Harold, your wife is sick, for God's sakes. What are you thinking? Come on. You keep your penis in your pants until she, you know.
As she said, fourth stage?
Just stage four of a lymphoma, but it's a curable lymphoma.
It is.
Potentially. I mean, it's bad times. I mean, her chances are not great.
They're not?
No.
Well, you just said it was curable.
Potentially curable.
Oh.
Potentially curable.
Well, okay, here's the deal. If you screw around with Mrs. Livingston, you got to look that one up on the computer, kids.
I am the
kids.
Only one that knew that one.
Engineers Michelle may know
Mrs. Livingston. You know who she is?
Not Livingston.
People let me tell you about my best friend.
Yeah, Courtship Eddie's father had this hot Asian nanny named Mrs. Livingston, and she always called Bill Bixby Mr. Eddie's father. I thought that was hot. I was like seven. I've got a boner. But you do this, you'll never forgive yourself. It'll just be a weird thing.
You know,
it'll be weird. It'll be weird. Now, look, imagine you do this. You screw around with the, you know, first grade teacher, and then your wife passes away at Christmas.
Yeah, it goes on your permanent record.
You're walking around dragging this bag of horseshoes your whole life. Don't do
it. Go ahead and spend time with people, but don't let it become romantic. Don't let it become sexual. Just don't be alone. I know you're sort of a geek and a tendency to isolate. Mm. Don't let that happen, but don't cave into this. That kind of stuff goes on your permanent
record. Let me ask you a tough question, Drew.
Yeah.
If you go to another country where the culture is completely different, the language is completely different, and it is just completely different, and you have an affair.
Right. It's completely different?
It's completely and utterly different.
Yeah. And?
And you screw around.
Yeah.
As bad as doing it here?
Yes.
Oh, your wife's listening.
Yes. I think
now she's really listening.
No. I base that on health, about the health of relationships. And on, by the way, things like we're just talking about, your ethical record, your record.
No. I say it's not as bad. But there's not the element, there's not the love element. I'll tell you why.
So why not just go to a house of prostitution then? What's the big deal? They're prostitutes.
So let's go.
Okay.
You said you were going to get me a gift when I left.
Oh, here we go.
Wow. I mean, I don't want that crappy bottle of wine. Give me a whore or a sack of that pharmaceutical nose candy.
Just bring Minka on in.
Bring Minka in. Now, here's what I'm saying. If let me put it to you this way, Smarty Pants. If your wife was to have an affair, would you rather her have it with a guy she met on the internet out in South Pasadena, or have her go to Chile and have it with a guy who didn't speak English?
No.
One time, Chilean guy. Giving her the old sea bass. Is there another kind of sea bass? Grandes,
éxitos en español.
If you can see.
You know what I mean? You'd rather her go to South Korea.
Korea.
I'm right, because you're never going to run into the guy, and it's just a sort of faceless, nameless, whatever. I mean, you're still PO'd.
Yes,
but
I get
better.
The faceless, nameless thing. I get that.
Better that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had to do. Take a quick break. I'll be right back. A little Germany or Florida after this.
Call 1-800-LOVE-191 to broadcast your problems to the public.
Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. Get it on! I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Traffic and weather news. Traffic and weather news coming up top of the hour, every hour, all the time. Trouble in the Middle East. Mattress in lanes. And look out for brake lights. Slow and going to 405, 71 in Sylmar. Huntington Beach checking in 71 degrees. Van Nuys, 71. Sherman Oaks, 71. Placentia, 71 degrees. Orange County, 71. Pasadena, 71.
Hey, what's the forecast?
What's coming in? Well, 71 degrees. Now, here's what it's going to be. It's going to be overcast over at LAX, but that'll burn off by noon. 80s inland, 90s in the valley, 71 degrees. Everyone else, yeah, it's 71 degrees. Look out for brake lights on the 405. Let's go up to Sky Chapter News 5 Skycam. What do we got over there? Hey, we got slow and go mattress and lanes. Look out for brake lights. Watch out for the sloss and cut off the four level. Look out. Slow and go. Slow and go on the four level. 101, we got a moped colliding with a nuclear armament truck. So watch out. That's going to slow you down a little bit. Highway patrol's on the scene. Yeah. That's what it's going to be, everybody. Hey! It was all quit your grinning, drop your lid.
Sherrod, stage 5. Jake, stage 7.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm fat. I got a fanny pack. Blah, 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 blah. I got a ponytail. Blah, 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 blah. I feed the chicks stepped on coke, see if I can get BJ's or my ex-girlfriend's Explorer in the park. Amber stage 3. Businessman's lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You know what the creepiest part about all those places are? Now, some of them have...
Everything?
Oh, no. How dare you? It was a little weird when I went there with David Alan Greer in Vegas and this stripper mentioned to him that she was stabbed 19 times by her ex.
Twinkie hole, baby. Woo!
They all have gift shops now where they sell lingerie.
What?
Yeah. And it's really weird. You know, it's like, it's like buying your back to school clothes in a casino.
Yeah.
It's just a weird, like, lingerie is fine, but I'm sure that's the cheapest, most expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Half of it was had a few dances on stage and then put back on the rack. Yeah. Big basket of pubes.
Should we hear David Alan Greer? Since this is a farewell show.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody mentioned him throwing up, him giving it. This isn't the farewell show, Drew.
This is one of the farewell shows.
All right. Well, if you're looking at it that way, they've all been one of the farewell shows.
Yeah, good point.
Somebody mentioned they love David Alan Greer having sex.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Yeah. Yeah. But Drew, don't step on it. We're going to hear it tomorrow night.
Okay.
Know?
All right.
It's not step
well,
on
he's going to be here. Might be here tomorrow night.
Oh, Drew, what did you do? You're so stupid. Is he coming in here tomorrow night?
Maybe, you don't know.
Oh, my God, are you dumb?
I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy, it's sweet, because it's fruit and in the middle.
I can't believe how stupid you are, Drew. Now you don't know what to do because you're caught in between.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Just fess up.
He could be in here tomorrow night. I'm not sure if he's coming, but he could be in here tomorrow night.
Well, he was invited.
Yeah. All right. Come say goodbye.
Someone told you to be quiet about it?
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
But
you always sound like you're lying.
No, nobody's. Maybe I should be quiet about it.
Are you lying about sounding like you're lying?
How long have you been blind, deaf, and dumb?
No, it made me stop and think. I wonder if I should be, but you know.
All right. You did that thing where, you know, when people give away the surprise party, you know, they do that thing where they come into the person in the office and they go, what should I wear Saturday? And they go, what's Saturday? And they go,
Did I do that?
Yeah, they get the gear in the headlights.
That was me thinking about should I say something, but then I went ahead.
You should think, not look like you're thinking.
Good point.
Wow, heavy. Bet you're going to miss me. All right, well, in
Germany
that case.
Germany or Florida.
We can play some Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida. Germany or Florida. Germany or Florida.
I like to hear him having sex.
Yeah.
I like to hear don't look at me in that case. Let's hear just that one, and then we'll do a Germany or Florida.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
That's what it's like. And he's on top of her, too. She can't move.
Oh. See my finger, see my thumb. We got the ball, you better run. S-O-C-K-I-T, sock it to me. Baby, my head is aching. My hips are tight. I'm hip to jacking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cast check, don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby, we gonna win.
That's a cheer, baby. That's a cheer.
I'll give you something to smile about.
Eric.
What the hell?
He has it all. Yes,
oh, yes, Eric. This is our
knows
guy.
How to lay carpet and craft.
Printing shop, not a
post office. Post office. You'd ever imagine and do it with style with his big, prodigious sack. Oh, yes, he does. If you only knew just what he could do, you'd listen to if you only knew.
Yeah. Eric is our anime imitator, right?
Yes.
Now, every time Eric calls, and it feels like twice a night, but I know it's only once every month or so.
I had to call to say goodbye, Adam. Come on.
I appreciate that, Eric. Do you, you don't have a Germany or Florida for us, do you?
I do, and also I'd like to say something else. I promise I won't take up your whole night.
All right, here we go.
I do have a good Germany or Florida.
Go. All right.
You want that first, or do you want that last?
Give it to us first.
I'll give it to you first. A 21-year-old was practicing touch-and-go maneuvers at a small airport when his plane crashed and killed him instantly. His father, a local surgeon who had been watching his son fly, immediately drove over to the crash and removed his son's body. Emergency crews were confused when they arrived at the crash site to find blood and brain matter, but no body. Police were able to track the vehicle through the license plate number, which was given to them by witnesses. Police arrived at the man's home at the same time the man got there with his son's body. The man said he knew his wife would want to say goodbye to their son. Further investigation revealed that the 21-year-old had no pilot's license or permit, and the plane was not registered. Germany or Florida?
Did he take his
put him in the car?
Son's brain, or he took the body and threw it in the car?
Probably whatever was connected. But wow. It didn't go into very much detail. It just said that when the rescue crew got there, they found blood and brain matter, but no body.
All right, let's see if we can hash this out. The surgeon part feels pretty German. The sort of macabre death part feels pretty German. The touch and go with the airplane and Florida. The proud papa. A lot of airports in Florida.
Yeah, and I think that maybe would just get us off the track again, because all the stuff about people learning how to fly in airports in Florida.
It's only terrorists learn to fly in Florida. The part where he didn't have the pilot's license and the plane wasn't registered and that kind of stuff feels very Floridian. It doesn't feel German.
Could you get away with that in the United States?
What about Germany?
Yeah, show me your papers.
Yes. You got Schultz wanting to see your document.
Your papers.
Yeah. It felt like Germany to me all the way through. I'm going to Germany.
I'll go with you.
You sure you don't want to go Florida?
Oh, I'll go Florida just for laughs.
Okay. I'm going Germany. I go Germany. Drew goes Florida. Is it Germany or Florida?
Well, don't forget, I got something else to tell you. It is indeed Florida. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Damn.
I could have lied just to make your last two nights better, but...
No, it's all right.
It is Florida.
Whenever I overthink stuff, it ends up being that thing that I was thinking myself away from.
Yeah, because Drew is sort of what you call snake bit.
Yeah.
He's not a lucky man. Although, let me say this. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
Drew doesn't need to be lucky because he works really hard. But he realizes in games of chance... He does poorly. Here's a message I'd like to leave you kids with. Assume you will do poorly when you leave something up to chance.
Yeah.
If there's a coin toss involved, if there's a card to be flipped over, if there's somebody who's just going to arbitrarily or randomly pick you or the guy next to you, assume you will lose and don't base your life on those kind of odds.
Yes.
It's smart to just go, look, I ain't going to win the lottery. I ain't going to clean up in Vegas.
Limit your risk then, too.
Just don't do that stuff. Here's the deal. You have a degree. They can't argue with that. They'll give you a job.
Right.
Or whatever it is. You have the training. You have the skill. You're so good you can't be ignored. Don't just wait around for a break.
Right.
Assume you're cursed. You show me a kid who assumes he's lucky, I'll just show you guys sitting at home waiting for the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So he had nothing to say. What else, Eric?
Go ahead, Eric.
All righty. You know how you get the problems with the words that mean the exact opposite, but they're almost the same, like micro and macro?
Push and pull.
Mm-hmm. I have the ultimate combination of those two words.
Go ahead. Benevolent
and malevolent.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are
all
good.
Right, hey, listen, buddy. I've been listening for more than 6 years. We love you here where I work. You're going to be sorely missed. Drew, we're going to keep on listening. So good luck. Keep carrying a torch, buddy.
God bless you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
I'm sure I'll be talking to you next week.
Yeah. Benevolent, malevolent. Malevolent. Yeah. Malevolent. Want to take a break? Want to talk
six.
To somebody else? Want to talk to six? Catherine?
Yes?
18?
Yes.
You like being tied up? You like rough sex?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to know how to straighten that out?
Well, I guess my question is, like, how can I explain to him that it's not, like, I don't want him to beat me up because he feels like, oh, you don't like regular sex with me.
Do you get tied up when you have sex?
He's done it once, but he doesn't like it.
Wait a minute. You don't want him to beat you up?
Well, like, okay. I guess the thing is, I like it, and he thinks I am just don't like sex with him, when in real life I do, but I kind of need it to get off. But
so were you struck as a kid? You were beaten or something?
No, I really wasn't. But I guess, like, should I just put up with it and, like...
Hold on a second. What we got to figure out why you have trouble being aroused without that kind of violence.
Yeah, we got to take a break. There's always a boguosity factor when they pile forward with their question.
Yeah.
You just answer. Here's how the bogus stuff works. I can't have an orgasm unless there's a bowling pin in my rectum.
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah, you know
be
what,
myself.
Drew? You don't
I'll
got a
me.
Lot of range, do you?
Okay.
Even this is going to be a tall order,
yeah,
by the way.
Trust me.
I can't have an orgasm unless I have a bowling pin in my rectum.
I'm trying to understand why that would be. Will you manhandle? Be
well, it's because I just need it there so I can have an orgasm.
Right, but before, when you were younger, did somebody do something?
Sometimes I need more than one in there. Sometimes a whole pin set in there. And then I'll crap out some pretty tough lies like mule ears or the 710. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think I should do? Because I can't orgasm unless a bowling pin is in my ass.
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
Anderson.
That was good. Well done.
Quick. Whew. What do you think?
Let's talk
what should
about
I do?
Let's talk
what should I do? Well, what should I do? Well, I'm calling to ask what I should do.
Take the bowling
because
pin.
Because I can't do it.
Bowling pin
unless
out of the ass.
Have it.
No orgasm in their for ass. You. No orgasm
I can't
for
do
you.
It.
You can't.
I'm
anything yeah, that means, can go in your ass.
That means no question. All right, let's take a break, though. We'll talk to Catherine, 18, wants to be tied up. We'll get to the bottom of her after this.
Call 1-800-LOVE-191 to broadcast your problems to the public.
Loveline will be right back.
Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. When we left off, we were speaking to Catherine, 18. She likes being tied up, but she doesn't want her boyfriend to think she likes it, or her boyfriend thinks she likes it more than she likes it, but she needs it to have an orgasm.
And then I asked you a question why you would need that kind of arousal, where how that your brain got configured that way.
Sorry, I didn't really understand. I was
and that's usually some sort of something that really is overwhelming happened when you're younger, usually physical abuse, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody strike you with objects when you were a kid?
No, I don't think I was spanked more than like a few times, like 5 times maybe.
Mm-hmm. But did they ever get carried away one of those times?
No.
And was there any, we ever experienced, you know, did you ever see any other kind of trauma? Like were you, did you grow up in, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Baltic states or something?
Your parents, were they publicists? we're looking for overall trauma.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. The publicists are gay.
I got right. kind of a lot of emotional trauma from my mother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That'll help.
What does she do?
I mean, she's a police officer.
Ooh. And what happened?
Diesel.
She's just, okay. The thing is that she had my sister when she was very young.
Yeah.
And I personally don't think she like ever grew up before she started having kids,
right?
So she's just not good at mothering. I mean, she's,
what did she do?
Well, I mean, I hate to say like that she was bad, because like she didn't like physically abuse me or anything, but she's just very critical, like like gave me a lot of body issues and a lot of just she wasn't around, but when she was, she was...
Hold on, Drew. Mm. Whose kids are more effed up? Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Whose kids are more effed up? The children of cops or the children of attorneys?
I think probably the cops, more higher percentage.
And attorneys are sort of whacked out. Their kids are whacked out in a different way. Maybe there's some sense of entitlement
there's
stuff.
There's a broader spectrum in attorney.
Yeah.
You have some attorneys
cops
who just...
kids are trouble, and they're whacked out,
man. Janet Jameson was a cop's kid. Remember?
Yeah. See, they turn out right once in a while. Touche, Drew. You're right. Here's the thing about cops. Here's what I figured out. First off, there is no real difference between cops and criminals, except for one of them decided to do the right thing. The DNA is the same. Somebody just decided to get on the right side of the badge. Mm. And that's good. That's not a put down to the cops. But let's face it, you guys got that gene. And that's why whenever they do those things where it's like 2020, this week on 2020, a cop gone bad. I'm always like, I assume they're all bad. It's just some of them don't have the opportunity to get on the payroll of Suge Knight or whoever works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's always a big shock. How could this guy, 22-year veteran of the Chicago PD, turn out to be an underworld money launderer for the mobs? Like, I'm surprised this doesn't happen every goddamn day.
Are you assuming that no one's listening again?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Culver City PD can't stop by here the way they used to at the old studio.
Yeah. No, cops, and it's no different. It really is no different than any facet of life. I really do. It's sort of like the preacher who preaches against pornography all the time, and then they find him with his pants down. There's an energy.
Yeah.
And God bless the cops for doing the right thing. Yeah. But I sort of have this theory that a lot of the cops' parents were on the wrong side of the law, and then they became cops, and then their kids
go back the other side,
switch back the other way, and then maybe their kids. It's an every other thing. Yeah? All right. Let's talk to Catherine. Catherine?
Well, first of all, you're right. Like, everyone in her family is, they were, like, gang members and stuff.
So. Nice.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know really why I'm stopping doing this show, Drew? Tired of being right. No fun for anymore.
Yes, nothing's a mystery. Everything's a fact. Yeah, it's obvious.
Like, it's like when Jordan left basketball. Yeah. I got my 5 rings. Just I'm tired of being right. All right, so what can you do to stem this tide of being tied up and having sex?
Yeah,
is that what you want to do? You want to stop doing it or you just want to get your boyfriend to do it with you?
Well, that's the thing. It's like a serious relationship. He really doesn't like it, and I really would like it. Should I just put up with it, or should I, like, just...
You're going to... If this is something that... If this is in you, and it's a trauma thing, you're going to do something about it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to act out around it. It's going to have a... It's going to do something bad.
Right.
So maybe you can kind of teach him how to do what you want. I mean, impress upon him that this is important to you. For him, it seems like, oh, whatever. But you got to say, look, I need this. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, what I'm going to predict, though, is that because you have to teach him, it's going to spoil it for you, and it's going to not do what you expect it to do.
Mm.
It's going to be not bad enough, not dangerous enough.
Thanks for the pox, Drew. That was nice.
I'm just saying, she's got to get some treatment.
Is that
Lilia?
Lilia?
Yeah.
17, you black out 7 times a day?
Yeah.
Now, blackout means not remembering what you did or go unconscious. So,
if I sit, well, yeah, sometimes I'll be at my room and then I'll end up at the other end of the hall and I don't know how I got there.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
All right.
We've got a lot of things to talk about.
That happens.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm going to go
hold on.
Monorail or mule, but not walking.
Like, here's the thing. To the other side? Yeah.
Sometimes I get to the other end of the hall and I think, how did I get here? And then I think, probably walked. Probably.
Not the monorail?
I look down to see if I see a single track that's heated up with 240 volts of electricity, and I realize, no, I probably walked here. I'll look for some mule droppings. No road apples. I probably just walked.
Yeah.
All right. No riddle there. But potentially dangerous. Yes, Drew?
Yes, a lot of serious things here. We'll talk about it.
All right, bud. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Oh, a couple things I wanted to say. Tonight, on Too Late, the Comedy Central show, midnight, I attempt to ride my unicycle
off of
something the height of a loading dock. And I'm not kidding around.
It's a circus act. It's a
circus,
deal.
Yes. I get on my unicycle on top of the banquette behind me, and I attempt to ride off it. And it's the kind of thing where it seems ridiculous, it seems sort of impossible, and it also seems like you might break something. Now, Bam Margera, as they say it now, is our guest, and we're going to have him do sort of a stunt, but he hurt his ribs or something. And
Steve-O wouldn't let that hold him back.
No, he would not. So I get out the unicycle, do a little stunt work tonight on Too Late, so you don't want to miss that. Also, Ozzy Osbourne did the show tonight.
Wow.
It airs tomorrow night. He's lucid.
Yeah, he's doing great.
He's sort of back.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not... I used to do a lot of screwing around with my medication.
Yeah, now he's off all the medication and everything's good.
He is...
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. He... You wouldn't call him a clear, cloudless sky, but he's not the pea soup, the London fog that he was before.
The little Parkinsonian stuff, but not as just disabled by it as he was.
Well, what was going on before? I mean, just such a cocktail of medications that he was just so dulled and
slowed.
There
is this bizarre epistemological rift in medicine right now between people that believe that those with pain should be treated with just S loads of medications.
Yeah.
And when they're addicts, it just escalates and escalates and escalates and affects their judgment, and their addictive disease kicks in and they just pursue more, and it affects their, you know, their relationships, as opposed to those of us like myself who thinks that what you do is you get people off everything and you let them dry out and you have a human now and you start working
on it. But what if you were crushed by an ATV and you broke some vertebrae and your collarbone and ribs and everything?
Magically, when you get them off the opiates, all their pain goes away magically. It's amazing.
Five broken ribs?
The ribs heal. You don't walk around pain from five broken ribs forever. You have it for like 2 months and then that's it.
No, I would. I'd walk with a permanent limp. I'd hold my side every time I farted or laughed, or farted and laughed, or laughed because I farted.
Yeah,
that'd be horrible for me
to
have some sort of pain where you fart and laugh because
those go together with you.
Well, it's my first love, which is farting, and then the laughter, which always follows. I am so pathological, I will actually laugh alone.
Oh, I've seen you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a schizophrenic talking to yourself.
If you put a nanny cam in my den at night, you just see me sitting there watching Modern Marvels on TiVo, and you just hear...
But
yeah.
A little more like,
nice. And then you see the fan. Wow. Assertive without being pushy. Nice bouquet. Yeah. All right. That would be... it. I'll tell you, if somebody said to me, look, Adam, we put a nanny cam in one of the throw pillows of your den and another one in your car. We're not going to get into details, but we're going to sell it back to you for $5 million. I'd be like, what, that's it? Okay. You know what happened when I was doing...
It's just a bunch of nose picking. Come on.
When I was doing the Too Late show, the TLC show, the first thing they did is, we're going to outfit the car with one of these cameras, and we'll just stick it to the windshield. And, you know, you see these shows where the guy's driving along the street, and it's that fisheye lens, and you show him driving and talking or whatever. So we'll just do the thing. So when you get in the car, the camera magically goes on. And I realized day three into it, I'd pick my nose almost every mile. I will actually go out to the car just to pick my nose. If I have to pick my nose and I'm at home, I'll walk out the car, roll down the window, start the car, and start picking my nose, and then stop the car, go back in the house. And I realized every inch of this cassette that was in the player behind me in the back of the car was just filled with nose picking. And I thought, nah, I can't. Because it'd be one of those things where, well, they're not going to air it, but all the editors are just going to have 2,000 hours of Corolla picking its nose.
I'm just laughing their ass.
So I went back, and I was like, all right, I got to rewind this tape, start fresh, rewound it, and promptly started picking the nose again the second I got in the car. I think I was picking it while I was rewinding the tape. So sad. Thankfully, it was so hot, the stick'em stuff melted, and the thing fell off the windshield, and we never used it. But
oh, that was a problem.
Oh, you don't know.
What?
Well, that look.
I see you would drive home next to you at night.
Here's the thing. If you want to put a camera in my car, I then have to spray paint my sun visor orange and have a outline of a nose on it with a giant slash to it and just keep it down the entire time, because it's the only way I'm going to remember not to pick my nose while I'm driving. And Drew, let me ask you this. What goes on with the snoogies in the studio and the makeup stuff?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It's dry.
I guess the lights.
Yeah. Something's blowing around. It always sort of feels like, I know it's not the makeup because they don't put the makeup in your nose, but it's all dry and it's weird.
When you're on TV, something strange happens when you're on television. A, hands don't go to your face. So you're not even doing this. You're not rubbing your nose.
You don't touch your face.
B, lights and air. It's air conditioning and hot lights.
Yeah.
And see, you're jacked up. You breathe harder, and you're putting out energy when you're in front of a television for some reason. Just unnaturally. Like
yes, because on any time that I film, when I'm done filming, it's a marathon nose-picking session that goes on in my dressing room, and it seems like I'm pulling out makeup and
it seems like
all dried up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the air. It's just the environment.
But I also think you're like, you're going when you're on TV. You're pushing.
Yeah.
And your hands are never touch your face. So.
I know. It's weird. It's so weird. You're on TV and you're like, my forehead itches. I wish I could touch it.
Right. It's like being a surgeon or something. Just done.
Right.
You just keep your hands on the field.
I think it's more like working at Subway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they pick their nose. Trust me.
Lilia?
Yes.
So you black out seven times. You don't really black out. You just sort of... Well, you do black out. You don't know where you've been. Now, one of the... If this isn't a medical problem, the one sort of psychiatric condition that can cause this is like a multiple personality or a dissociative disorder. Mm-hmm. Where you kind of dissociate. Did you have a lot of trauma when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, but that's... I mean, you know, I'm over that and all that stuff.
Neither here nor there, Drew. Just a lucky guess.
Yeah. No, people don't get over that. It affects how their brain functions.
What happened when you were younger?
Well, my parents, they got divorced, and they went through this, like, 12-year custody battle, and my dad was, like, doing just the legal stuff. And
like what?
Well, he was smoking pot, and we told my mom, and he went in for a hair follicle test, and the day before that, he came to court with his head shaved, and beforehand, he had hair down to his waist.
That was chaos. That's not trauma as much.
Yeah, that's child abuse, by the way, Dad, with the hair down to his waist.
Yeah, exactly.
Any creepier look than that.
He had hair down to his waist, a beard, like, sounds like the middle of his chest.
All right, so a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, what'd he do? Was he a road worker?
For a living.
He was a roofer.
Roofer.
Oh, that's child abuse. Oh. Let me say this, Drew. They're doing a bunch of work on my street, and I pass these Caltrans guys, and they always have the huge biker beards and long hair. And first off, in the orange jumpsuit, when you go 375 pounds and you have a beard like Saint Nick and hair down or whatever, you just look like the Michelin Man.
Yeah.
Got Sasquatch. Into drugs. Yeah, yeah, you're just a bear.
Yeah.
So you're
wearing, it's 85 degrees.
You're wearing the lineman boots. You know, they got a 2.5-inch heel on them. It's just these mammoth guys just standing there. But I thought, what is it about the road repair, DWP, Caltrans guys that just turn them into weird, degenerate, loner biker guys? And then what is that guy who's up on the roof or he's in the sewer or whatever? Here's the deal.
When you have to go down into or up on something.
Lose the beard.
That's it.
I used to. Yeah, you don't. If you're getting on top of things or going underneath things for a living, you got a horrible life. But here's the thing.
And you
got to
lose the beard because it's just weird then.
You'll come out and be family of possum in there after you get out from under the crawl space. I used to do this. You feel like at the end, especially when it's hot, you feel like there's dust, you're sticky. I mean, you want a clean shaven head.
Yeah.
You just do. It's like. What's going on over there, Michelle? By the way, what's going on? Whatever it is, stop it. It's driving me nuts behind me. Here's all I'm saying. Why do you want to have that full beard, a big old biker beard, and hair down your waist? Then someone tells you to get a 5-gallon bucket filled with hot tar and a hot mop and go up to the roof, 120 degrees up there, have your stupid biker beard get dipped in the hot mop. What?
I know. What's the logic? What's the plan?
And I'm convinced those guys are just telling society, kiss my ass.
Yeah, it's an aggressive
just kiss
thing.
It. Screw all right, you. So you want me to conform? Talk to the beard.
Yeah.
That's really, it's obviously it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Obviously it's not a practical thing. You're walking around with 60 pounds of mayonnaise and your beard, you don't even know it's there. It's a horrible look. It's totally impractical. You know what it is? It's just telling society, I'll live amongst you, but I ain't you.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that guy. I know no guys with big biker beards, and I'm proud of it. And secondly, I don't know any of the guys with ridiculous mullets or any guys with rat tails hanging down or any of the old guys with the ponytails and the earrings and all that. You guys are ridiculous. Please. And who are the guys that are hanging out with these guys? They should be shunned.
Yeah.
If one of my friends tried to pull off the ponytail and the cowboy boots, I'd be like, are you high?
Oh.
You look like a clown. It's ridiculous. No, I'm not going out with you. It's embarrassing. Big biker beard guy.
Come on, stop. These people need to be shunned. And here's the thing. They're asking to be shunned, everybody. That's why they have the 3-foot-long beard and the 7-foot-long hair. They're saying, leave me alone, society. Let's just complete their mission. Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
But Lilia, if it's not something psychological or psychiatric, then we have to go down the medical path, which is quite a bit more serious. Well, I mean, in terms of your safety.
See, when I was 14 months old, I had spinal meningitis.
Yeah.
And they said that there was like going to be, it would be unreal if I lived. And so then they're saying things about people going blind because of it and people going deaf like years after.
Yeah, that's not you. That's not you.
Good.
Okay. Well, that's not you. You would be deaf and blind then. That happens during the episode of meningitis.
Yeah,
and I'm sure your family lore is loaded with all kinds of drama because your parents are full of chaos. Fact is, meningitis is a common thing in young children.
Miracle that she's alive.
Yeah,
Drew.
And it's easily treated these days, and that's that.
How dare you?
So, you had meningitis. Now, it can predispose to seizure disorders, and so perhaps you have something called...
The doctor gave her a 1 in 1 1/4 chance of living.
There's something called partial...
Did they ever do that, Drew? You should do that with all your patients.
You told me to be quantitative, and I told you... Remember, you were saying, like, what exactly the percent risk? You don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I just read an article there saying we should do more than...
Should do.
More quantitative...
Specific
quantitative stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd say you break it up into quarters and stuff and just have fun.
Yeah, 1 1/4%.
Or confusing. Like you got
1 in 8/15/16 chance of surviving.
You got a 3/32 out of a 13/16 chance of survival, mister. And that's
whatever,
if you act today.
Don't go metric. No metric measurements.
You got a 9 millimeter chance out of a 14 centimeter cancer. Yeah, do that, Drew. Okay.
So you are known to have a seizure disorder?
Yeah, because when my brain kept seizing and...
Lilia, stay with me. You're on medication for a seizure disorder now?
No.
So you've never had seizures in your young life, in your adult life.
You're going to sue people when you get older.
What's that?
In my adult life, no, I've never had.
All right. Like, this may or may not be something called partial complex seizures. Mm-hmm. You need to have an EEG to see. You need to have... some brain scans done, but it may well be that this has a psychological basis to it. There are also heart rhythm problems. Do you take any drugs or medication?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you take any drugs or medication?
No, other than allergy medication, that's it.
Well, that can screw you up sometimes too.
What are you allergic to?
Any flower that has pollen, anything that stings, any ragweed, dust, smoke.
Yeah. Cats, dogs, people, houses, molds.
Right. These are the people that, you know, your lightness, you're smoking a cigarette 150 yards away from the opening of the restaurant that they're deep inside of and they're going to come out and tell you to put it out. Mm. All right. What a shocker that she's got allergies. Here's the thing. People get abused. People get screwed with. Amazingly, they have problems with everything and then the lawsuits start coming.
Well, no, that
they really sue their stupid biker roofer dads, but instead they become society's problem.
Right, every interaction is a victimization.
Yes, yes. Lilia, please, for the love of Christ, get yourself some help. You're 17. Your family's horrible. Oh, you're laughing now. I see you down the road. I see you.
I've been laughing.
Don't have any kids. Please don't have any kids.
No, see, my mom.
Just don't have any kids. Please, just no more goddamn kids. Stupid. I, you know what? I'm the worst guy in the world with this stuff, but all these allergies, everybody. I've been such an ass full of you people telling me what you can't eat, what you can't drink, what you can't see, what you can't taste. Well, you understand those peanuts. Oh, no. Oh, well, no, I don't have to eat the peanuts. There's peanut particles in the air from you eating peanuts. Oh, could you shut up? Here's the thing. If a peanut particle on a Southwest flight will put you into anaphylactic shock and kill you...
Do not leave home.
Drive to goddamn Vegas.
You should not leave home.
You should have John Travolta's hefty bag over your head from that 70s movie and do not leave the goddamn house. Everybody. Everybody who got put into a wheelchair or who could potentially be put into a wheelchair because I hit you at 2 miles an hour and caused no damage to the vehicles, stay at home. All you who will go into shock, stay at home. all of you who are allergic and will break out in hives because you catch a little secondhand smoke blowing your way, stay at home. And here's the other thing, too. I'm tired of everyone doing this where they're like, why should I have to stay at home? How come I shouldn't? Because you're the one with the alleged syndrome. That's why you should stay at home. Because the other 110 people on the goddamn Southwest flight don't have a syndrome. See, you do. Not us. You. One of you. 119 of us. That's why you should stay at home. That whole, this whole society where it's like, why should my kid not be able to participate? Why? Because he has something that nobody else has. And your plan is to hobble the entire class. And that's the direction we're going, everybody. I'm allergic to secondhand smoke. I should be able to go into a bar. Well, you know what? You can't because you're allergic to secondhand smoke, which you're not really allergic to. But you say you are.
Even
so
if you
stay
are.
The F at home. Breathe through your HEPA filter. Make sure and put that goofy dust mask on when you walk around outside so everyone knows you're a lunatic. And complain to your husband who wants to kill himself. That's what you need to do. Leave us out of your neuroses. Please stop sucking us into your neuroses. That's what this society has turned into. Handful of effed up people that are casting a neurotic play. And don't worry, there's a part for all of you.
Victim survivors.
Yes, you were victimized. I'm sorry you were victimized. You need to punish your father for that, or your uncle, or your mother, or your entire clan. Please leave me the F out of your victim play. I just want to have a sack of peanuts on a Southwest flight and blow butt out front of a restaurant on occasion without you getting
maybe
your lawyers involved.
Carry a glass out there while you do it. Oh, you imagine that?
Oh, it's so awesome. It's so awesome. I remember the rap party for the Man Show like 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, at a bowling alley. Everyone's getting drunk. People get drunk. They want to smoke, you know. They do that thing where you're walking out with your drink. Out into the park, out in the side. Not the street, just the side. Put the drink down. What's that? You can't smoke. You can't smoke here. You got to go deep into the parking lot. But you can't carry your drink, which is already in a plastic cup out there. So everyone has to sort of set their drinks in the corner on the carpet. And then go out, smoke the cigarette, and then try to find out which drink is theirs. What are we doing here, people? That's the way we're going to play it. Got a little couple of effed up incest survivors, a couple of effed up abuse survivors. We're going to let them dictate policy for this country. We're going to listen to them. What's going on? Look, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but we're saying you're nuts. You don't get a vote. Why does everyone's vote count the same? Slippery slope, Drew, but come on.
Play some accordion countdown.
Really?
Yeah. Here we go.
Aces Ranchero countdown. No good. You don't like that game.
What's the vote?
I see her on, who the hell is that? Entertainment Tonight.
Yes,
that was the assistant
Mark.
Of, what's her name? Mark McGrath and,
Dana something.
Devin. Yeah. Maybe that's a porn name. Every time I blurt out a name, I think it might be a porn name. Buffy Davis? What? Well,
I saw that. Oh, no.
She was from Family Fair. Yeah. All right. Now, look, let's take a break, and then we'll play Aces Ranchero accordion countdown. Do you want to try one?
I want a quickie. 2 seconds.
A little quickie?
I got 2 seconds.
I thought we were doing that tomorrow night. All right, let's do it tonight.
2 seconds.
All right, here's the thing. We play the Ranchero music. Engineers Michelle pots it up. It's a random. We got to reset with this, Drew. I haven't done it wrong. It's a random Ranchero song, the worst music on
God's
the
music.
Goddamn planet. I hear it blaring on every construction site I've ever worked on. We play a random Ranchero song, and we've never heard it before. We start it in the middle, at the end, at the beginning. We don't know where we're starting it in the song, a random place. And Drew and I, we bet. How long before you hear that horrible accordion kicking in? Drew, what are you going with?
2 seconds.
2 seconds?
Yeah, bold.
Bold. And by the way, whoever gets closer wins. Yeah. I'm not going for this crap where I go 3 seconds and it's 11 seconds.
Okay.
So there.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I guess I would win. But yeah. I'm not doing this thing where, oh, you went over or I went over. It's just whoever's
not the
closest.
Price is right.
Right. Okay. I'm going to go 6 seconds.
All right.
That's a long time. Now let us cue up the clock here so we can start. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
cosas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I like it, Lan. Should I do my reenactment?
Yes, yes, yes.
Reenactment.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single morning, working on my house for 2 years.
Yeah. Was this on the TLC show, too? Would Ozzy play this?
Nah, can't clear it.
Oh, you can't get the flavor of the real construction site.
Yeah. I heat it up just a little, Michelle. I'll say how it goes. Right. I'm in my bathrobe.
I like this one. This is a real ranchero song.
I'm in my bathrobe. I've come downstairs. I went to bed drunk at 2:30. It's 8:15. Ozzy, Rogelio, Jose, what's going on? What are you guys working on? Well, wait a minute. Well, we're doing a color code. No, you put the scratch code on first, and then you do the color code. You got to use a notch. The brown coat's not going to stick if you don't use a notch. Will you shut this music off? Shut it off! Shut it off! That's how it works.
Nice.
Yeah. There's nothing that gets on your nerves faster than ranchero.
And they
music.
Must have really effed up the stucco in your house, because every time you got that.
That's what I always think of.
A scratch coat going down.
But does anyone know why Mexico hasn't launched a satellite in a while? Yeah. Think about this music, everybody. Cannot do complex math equations with the accordion.
Strangely, all of your songs revolve around something to do with Germany. Because as we've learned, well, it's Germany and Florida, of course.
Yeah.
And we've learned ranchero music came from German Biermeisters setting up camp down in Mazatlan.
I know.
And...
But I know the Germans were like, look, we can't get this, we can't get our rocket program off the ground with this horrible accordion music. Let's go drop it off in Mexico. They dropped it off over there. They immediately heard it and started drinking, and then went back to Germany and started on the V1. That's how it works. You hear this music, you have to start drinking because you have to drown out the accordion. It's your only choice.
This guy's going wild, too.
Here's the thing. Every day in Mexico is Oktoberfest. That's the problem.
Right.
Someone's got to pipe in some classical over there and get a little work done. All right. You know what I'm saying.
It's masonry music.
This is work. This is music to go out in the sun, get a little buzz, and start stacking some cinder blocks. That's what you do to this music. You don't sit down and try to work out solid fuel boosters and O-rings. It just doesn't happen. Let's just be honest. That's how it works. That's why we should pipe in classical in Mexico, get the economy back on its feet.
Ah.
Write that down, Drew. That's a good idea. Take a quick break. Michelle's half Mexican.
Oh, half.
Full. Full?
Yeah.
I like thinking of half. Full Mexican, and she knows I'm right. Am I right?
Half Mexican, half Spanish.
Ooh.
I don't know. No, there's
a difference.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look into that.
Okay.
All right. We'll
be back after these words from our sponsors.
All right. We will.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, buddy. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Tasting a little wine here tonight.
Yeah, it's a celebration. It's like a wake.
Yeah, I always do this where I always say if I find a wine that I like, I'm just going to order a case of it.
Yeah.
I never do, and maybe it's because I'm drunk.
When I find it.
But I make that proclamation. You know, you go out to dinner somewhere, you're traveling, you go, it's nectar. What is this? Oh, where do they, what's the vineyard? Uh-huh. And you write it down or something, and then that's when it ends.
That's you and me.
Yeah, I know. The whatever the month club, though.
Yeah,
I'm down
good.
With that.
That's very good.
But here's the thing about the whatever of the month club, as I was thinking about it.
Huh.
Because I was talking to my makeup lady today, who's Jimmy's makeup lady, and she was like, what do I get Jimmy? And it's hard to get a guy who has 37 TVs and 15 barbecues anything, because it's everything in between.
Oven.
Yes, he has a pizza oven in his car. He's actually that committed to making pizza. His trailer. The point is what do you get him? And everyone is screwed because he has 10 of everything. So I always just do that. Well, I'll just get the whatever the month, whatever. I'll go for the expensive one. Just get some nice wine. You get a nice case of wine every couple bottles every month, and it's cool. I tell people to get me that
But I realize 2 months in, or maybe a month and a half in, I forgot who this is coming from.
Right, of course.
They need to put your name on there.
Each time. Yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
I don't care if it's jerky of the month, coffee of the month, porn of the month, or wine of the month.
Is there a porn of the month?
I don't know, but write that down.
That's a good idea.
Not, get my hands on that. All I'm saying is I would get signed up for those, you know, wine of the month and what beer of the month, whatever the month thing is. And after half hour after the person told it to me, the first month I would get, I wouldn't know who it came from. And I'd never be able to thank that person or think happy thoughts about that person. And I just thought, if I'm going to plop down $400 or $500 and get someone a nice one of those of the month club, I want to picture myself on a big picture.
Really should be. I mean,
picture me going, hey,
yeah, enjoy.
Hey, how about it? Here. Who loves you? Who loves you? Big cardboard cutout of me. Who loves you? Like, that'd be my whole thing of the month club. If I had one of those of the month club businesses, I'd be like, look, we do the beer package. We'll give you 13 baker's dozen beers of the world each month delivered in a stay fresh styrofoam container. That's $89.95. If you want us to tell them that it's from you, that's another $200. I would just pay it.
Yeah.
Yes?
I think you're right, yeah.
Do they not do that? They don't do that.
No, they don't.
It's just here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a few of them going, oh, you got the cigars coming, you got the red wine coming, you got the beer coming, mm-hmm. Well, forget it.
Yeah, you're right.
You're done. You have no idea. Right. I just assume I got it for myself that way. I don't have to be nice to anyone.
You wouldn't be nice anyway, but no.
I might chance it. I might think, I wonder if that guy got me the beer.
I'll be nice to him, so we'll do it again
next
year.
Just on the chance that he gets it for me next year. Every goddamn month, it should say, hey, remember, the Ace Man. Still giving.
You're right.
All that other crap, all wore out, but not this guy. Why don't they do that, Drew? Wouldn't take, right. take them 2 minutes,
you
right?
You open a new business. I'll compete the guys that have the business currently.
I'm going to do that, Drew. I'm going to leave radio and do that.
It's a good idea.
Patrick?
Yeah?
28?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Ever since I got married at 16 and such, and
what? Whoa.
Married at 16.
Yeah.
Why?
To get out of the house primarily.
You a Mormon? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad situation there.
You a Mormon?
I didn't hear you what?
You a Mormon?
No.
No.
Okay. All right.
Still batting 1,000. A virtual Drew. Yeah, but just don't understand. A lot of people get out of the house early. You couldn't have just had the quiet dignity like me to let your stepmom kick you out? You had to get married?
Yeah, pretty much. I tried to run away, do all the normal stuff, but didn't work.
Okay.
You're gay.
Are you gay?
No. No, I, my problem is that I'm, you know, getting close to 30 and stuff, and I'm wanting to settle down, but all the women that I seem to attract are the kind that just want to have sex for a while and then be done.
And that's rough.
Your Adam hates that type.
I'll tell you, we get tired of that in about 70 years. 70, 75 years. Burnt out. No more.
Try it sometime. It's not as much fun as you think.
Hold on. What's up with Patrick?
Gay.
Gay?
Mm.
You're gay too.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he's such severe chaos in his home, he had to get married to get out of it.
He's gay.
He come from a lot of stuff here.
Patrick?
Yeah?
Ever been with a guy?
No.
Not even once?
Nope.
16.
Ever been interested in that?
69 and counts, you know.
No. I've never been interested.
And are you
what went on at your home that you had to get out of there at 16?
A lot of abuse. My mother was a man-hater. And, you know, a lot of stuff there. I went through a lot of physical abuse. I've been through 6 years of therapy. And
when did your dad rape you?
No. My dad was never in my life.
Oh, well.
He left him at 2 when I was 2 years old.
What happened when he was around?
I have no idea because I've had nothing to do with him since I was 2.
I understand, but 2 years there. 2 years, by the way, is not one day.
I just realized, what? I don't have to leave the show. We have virtual Adam.
Yeah.
They'll just continue on without me.
You're right.
Just Anderson. We'll just do virtual Adam. That's all. Kick Anderson, bump him up to $9 an hour, and let him work his fingers. Yeah.
Perfect. You a Mormon?
That's virtual Drew. Patrick?
Yeah.
Drew has a quick question about your religion.
I'm not Mormon. I actually don't believe in any normal organized religion. So.
You're Mormon?
Normal.
No.
Okay.
Normal.
Normal. All right. So a lot of chaos at home. Mom hated men.
Did you know what happened before your dad left? What it was like in the house when he was around for those 2 years?
I've heard bits and pieces that it wasn't, you know, the best of situations and such, but never anything specific.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the question now is, how do you find a quality woman?
Yeah. Well, how do I attract a quality woman and notice it when I first see it?
Now, look, I mean, look, it's really, it's like, yeah, it's a non-question, and it's you like calling saying, oh, how do I improve my vertical leap?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Start jumping.
Yeah,
just go out and meet women.
Dating.
And
yeah.
But look, everybody, here's what everyone should be working on. Now it's like, I'm the godfather. I'm getting old. Not going to be here forever. I want the family to continue. So I feel I have to impart these pearls of wisdom. Everybody should be working on tuning in their satellite dish to pick up the signals of people and the world. Let me just give this analogy.
And interpreting what comes in through your satellite, too.
Yeah.
Being able to read it.
Right. Yes. I think that was implied. But
well, no,
yes.
It's not just picking it up. You may pick up a strong signal and go, I got to have that, and then that's a bad idea.
Well, again, it's implied. But yes, I know you're putting a finer point on it, and that's what I'm saying, which is to say, you know, you have a dish up on your roof, and you turn it to north, face the south, or wherever you have to face it. And if it's a couple degrees this way or that way, you get a fuzzy picture. And if it's turned too far, you get no picture. And what you're looking for is clarity. And here's the thing. All you have to deal with is other humans. That's it. You don't have to communicate with Martians or polar bears. Just other human beings. So everyone, work on getting that dish situated so you get the clearest picture possible so you can process the information. I feel like a lot of people's dish just got hit by a rock, and it broke off the lag bolt that's just hanging, dangling, facing the ground. Yeah. And they don't get anything, and they just go through life with no reception.
Yeah. Or it's like on top of a robot. They just react without any interpretation.
Yeah. Everybody, please, get focused in. Get tuned in. Start learning how to read people. That's all you have in life.
And read yourself in response to those
people.
Yeah,
go out, meet people, learn how people work, ask questions, read books, all that stuff, and then make informed decisions.
And realize that you may be attracted to the wrong kind of people, and so when you're super attracted to somebody, that's not somebody you go out with. Sorry, but if you have trauma and stuff, you're going to be attracted to bad people.
Right. Everybody.
That's why I make the big bucks.
Tune in.
Blah, blah,
now,
blah, blah, blah.
I got to get some more booze.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Tune in.
No, hey, it takes all kinds.
Blah, 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 blah.
Virtual Adam, everybody.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Call 1-800-LOVE-191 to broadcast your problems to the public.
Love Line will be right back.
Yo, Loveline, I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Thinking about leaving the show, Drew, and I was wondering where to take my headphones with me, and then I realized, I don't know if these are my headphones.
No.
Do I own headphones?
No.
Wow. You know what we call them in the business?
Cans.
That's right.
They rip these cans off from other people for us every night.
Oh, really?
Bouncy, bouncy.
Didn't I used to have headphones? I mean,
no.
Cans?
No.
Yeah. I thought I bought some once.
Maybe like 8 years ago you and I had headphones.
So what are these?
They keep getting ripped off, so we just stopped.
Well, these aren't like Jed the Fishes or Sluggos or anything, are they?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't know. I think you have Loveline cans specifically.
Hold on.
It says Loveline yours.
You got like a... Jed. Do you have any Purell, Michelle? You do? Yeah. You got it in the 5-gallon bucket? I'm going to need to dip these things.
I'm going to drink it.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Quentin?
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening? 13?
Adam, I love you.
Adam.
Girl. Girl. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I've been listening to you every single night, sixth grade. I called in a while ago. A bogus call.
You're 13. You're 13, right?
Yeah, this is a bogus call.
All right. That's a bogus call, but hold on a second. I started this gig when you were three, and Drew had been in 9 years before you were born.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah.
That's Quentin? Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's up? I called a while ago, bogus call. I was all like, yeah, my dad's cheating on my dad was cheating on my stepmom.
Oh, boy.
Thank God. You know, the only solace I have is that the bogus caller's they stay on hold for 83 minutes.
I know. I see bogus just in the presentation of the call.
Drew really does.
Yeah, so, my name's even bogus.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's not actually bogus, is it?
Now
you just made it a fake name.
Is wonderful.
I love you, Adam. And I listen to you guys, honestly, every single night, sixth grade.
Thank you. I cut him off. I can't take it anymore. But, you know, we'll get into it a little more tomorrow night. But, you know, one of the things I was thinking of as I was talking, going through it, my sort of mind's eye
about tomorrow,
what the last night would be and some of the things I wanted to impart to the listeners before I depart. One of the things I was thinking about is if you've listened to the show, thanks, Anderson. If you've listened to the show, you probably realize that I've said everything I have to say, maybe more. Said it 10 times.
So you're going to repeat it tomorrow.
Blah, 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 blah. I really feel like if the greatest tribute you could pay to the Ace Man is to hear some of the words of the past and apply it.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Just telling you, you know, don't crap out the kids at 14.
Use the morning after
stay
pill.
Stay out of junior college. Use the morning after pill. Get a
wear
job
condoms.
And fight to keep it. That kind of thing.
Don't waste your time in your college.
Eat pie instead of cake. Simple things. Yeah. Ignore those left turn arrows when they go red.
We need to make a list of these things.
Yeah. That's all I want you to do.
Words to live by.
That would be the greatest gift you could give me would be just to move on. That would mean the most to me. That would mean that I made some impact. Andrew?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
Been on hold for 109 minutes?
Yeah.
Poor Andrew. There was one Germany or Florida, and then there was another Germany or Florida, and we took the other Germany or Florida hour and 45 minutes ago. But they both got on at the same time.
Adam.
Corolla.
All right, so I have a Germany or Florida for you guys.
Hold on. We got to hear the theme.
Is it Germany or Florida? Hey! Germany or Florida? Let's find out. Dum dum ba ding, dum dum ba ding, dum dum.
Can't we just do a little thing with him turning the names of pharmaceutical hormones?
Oh, that would be awesome! I forgot about that.
In the young black milligrams of ethanol estradiol, which is
ethanol estradiol.
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Norethindrone. Put that wiffle ball back down. Come in the house.
Joe behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
Oh, that's right. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll do that tomorrow night, God willing. Dag is going to be on the Too Late program next week.
Oh, perfect.
And you're coming in, Drew.
Oh, I am? What day?
Oh, it's Wednesday, so I hope you can make it.
Oh, what time?
3:30, something
like
that.
Yeah, I can probably do it.
Okay, buddy, because we got it all worked out.
I may have to. We'll talk about it.
All right. Andrew? No, I put him on hold.
Why the hell do your people call me and tell me this stuff?
I told him today.
All right.
Andrew?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
All right, Andrew, here we go.
Here we go.
All right. A cat ran off with its owner's toe after he accidentally chopped it off with a kitchen knife. Mr. Reed, 41, dropped a bread knife on his bare foot, slicing off the second toe. He hopped to the bathroom for a bandage and came back to find his cat had gobbled up the toe and darted into the garden. It was never found. Doctor said the digit could have been reattached if the cat had not taken it.
Florida.
Mr. Reed. Reed feels more like Florida. We're going Florida.
Cat, Florida.
Well, Reed could be German, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it all doesn't have to be Schnotzendorfer or some that kind of crap, does it? They got a couple of reeds over there, right?
Yeah, but it's I still feel Florida to me.
Okay.
Running into the garden, cats.
Yeah, but it feels that's sort of BS-y, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The international BS.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going Germany.
Andrew?
Adam, you got it right. It's Lübeck, Germany.
Oh,
I knew it, and I knew it was Lübeck too. Thanks, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
On hold for 110 minutes.
It's all right.
All right, thank you, buddy. I'm gonna talk to John from Atlanta. John?
Yo, what's good, Adam?
What's happening, John? 19. Thanks for calling.
Not much, Adam.
Rolla.
All right.
What's wrong?
Great. It's great. Listen, I'm 19. I'm still a virgin, and it's bananas because I've had past relationships, and these girls have just, like, just totally just cheated on me, everything under the sun. Not been nothing but swell to them, but now it just feels like I'm going nowhere. And my
These girls, they've been cheating on me, and I've been nothing but swell to them. He took swell and balsam and turned it into one super word.
Oh.
I tell you, I've been a perfect swellsome.
I'm nothing but swellsome.
My daddy taught me you got to treat a lady with swellsome. What was that word? You know what that word is? You know, they say that swellsome is dead. But I'm here to say that swellsome is alive and thriving in this country. John? What do you treat women with?
Respect.
Nice.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's like
look respect.
3 o'clock in the morning. So I was kind of like falling asleep. You caught me before I was snoring.
All right. What's the question?
But anyway, it's just like I need a surefire way. I need my confidence back. You know what I'm saying? Because
he needs his mojo, Adam. You got to get this guy's mojo back.
What do you mean confidence back? You're a virgin. Like, where were you getting laid in the fifth grade?
No, but he.
No, because like it was like I had girls that offered me oral sex. I've had oral sex, out the wazoo. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Girls. Yeah, come on.
Oh,
hold on
no,
a second.
You didn't.
I think we got a wigger here, by the way.
What's that mean?
That's a white guy who's could be black.
I never heard of that.
You never heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Must be so nice for you to pretend like you never heard of anything.
I've never heard it.
Never
Michelle, what does it mean? Put the mic on. Tell me. Because Adam.
I'm not loud.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me explain something. Do the
I did
do
it.
The
I did
wigger
it
man.
I just
would
did
you?
It. I just did it.
Yeah. That's what they call them. I didn't make
it
up.
I never heard of it.
I'm work for a newspaper.
Rhymes with wigger, Drew. Yeah. I know. I get it.
Never heard that, huh?
Never.
Yo. I'm from Queens, New York, man. I'm black, man. For real.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say what they call that, but then.
I'm on the radio. I'm not trying to, cuss.
What are you doing in Atlanta?
I'm going to school here. I'm getting ready to go down to.
Emory? Where do you go to school?
Yeah.
Emory?
Georgia Southern.
All right. So you are a virgin, but you've received plenty of oral.
And the question is?
It's
how?
Like,
yes.
How, I need my mojo back. I'm getting teased, laughed at, and any given moment, I might just punch somebody in the face because I'm sick of it.
Okay.
So,
all right. Drew.
Beauty of guys.
When a guy's getting cheated upon regularly, that means he's picking bad women regularly.
Yes,
right.
You know what I want to say to him is focus on your studies and get your mojo back by changing your number. Get your
it's weird. He
back.
didn't sound like a virgin, and then turns out he's getting blown 10 ways this Sunday, and then you realize, oh, that's why he doesn't sound like
right.
it.
Right. On the other hand, he won't be able to hold him for that. So I think I just. Try to date a bunch of people and try to,
And
just
whoever
don't
you
be so
were
focused
dating before.
Don't have a girlfriend right now. That's the
all right.
The
how about that?
Just
focus and date.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
There you go.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back. Loveline will be right back.
Well, that's it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll be back for the farewell show tomorrow night. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I've been nothing but swell to him.
He took swell and balsam and turned it into one super word.
Oh.
I tell you, I've been a perfect swellsman. My daddy taught me you got to treat a lady with swellsman. What was that word?
Swellsman.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.